Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. the Right Reverend Revere. Welcome to my internet radio program, Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. We are a commercial-free, public-access internet radio talk show. This morning, I would like to spend a few minutes on the debt ceiling drama being played out ever so agonizingly across this country. And it appears that we may reach that dilemma sooner than the end of February, as early as mid-February. To paraphrase Shakespeare, to coin or not to coin, that is the question. Whether to coin a $1 trillion coin and call the GOP / Tea Party contingent's bluff, or simply suffer their slings and arrows, the slings and arrows of the Lilliputians in Congress, who are only too willing to encumber this country with financial insanity, financial calamity. This blog show host says it's time to take down the GOP and put the handcuffs on that rogue agent. They are a rogue elephant, a 6-ton elephant rampaging in the forest, completely stark raving mad. There's absolutely no reason with these people. If President Obama, who won by a broad-based support, a broad-based majority in November 6, 2012, if he is truly going to govern effectively over the next 4 years, he's going to have to reach the conclusion that to deal with the GOP / Tea Party, he's going to have to exercise power to the utmost. Any hint, any resistance on his part to not use power to the max will only result in the GOP dragging this country through a gauntlet of a series of short-term funding gaps, only to be replayed in the next 6 to 8 weeks down the road with another drama, another fiscal debt ceiling debate argument that will no longer put this country on a footing to attract foreign capital, and I mean Chinese capital, to the extent that it has over the last 10 or 15 years. It is time for the GOP to be kicked to the curb, to go the way of the Whig Party in 1854. Both Nancy Pelosi in the House and Harry Reid in the Senate have unequivocally given their support to the president to invoke the 14th Amendment, specifically Section 4, which states that the debts incurred by the United States, quote, shall not be questioned. I am not sure what the resident reticence is on the White House that they don't fully understand the import of that section of the 14th Amendment. But in any reading by almost any constitutional scholar of any political persuasion, the consensus, the overwhelming consensus, seems to be that it says what it means and it means what it says, that the debts incurred by the United States of America are authorized and are duly bound to be honored and paid. So for this blog show host, if the 14th Amendment is not invoked, it's going to have to be a hard reckoning for the president if he doesn't exercise the power that he has at his disposal. Then the Republicans and the GOP Tea Party conglomerate will have the next 4 years to ride roughshod over anything he will attempt to do, either in this regard or in any further legislation. That's all for this morning's internet broadcast from Block Talk Radio. This is the Right Reverend Revere saying thank you all for listening to my program, Rough Riders Radio, signing off.